Netscape presents Treasure Island by Sarah Levine. Copyright 2012 by Sarah Levine. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Europa Editions. Read by Emily Durante. With your faults, don't hurry. Don't correct them thoughtlessly. What would you put in their place? Henri Michaux. Chapter 1. In the aftermath of my adventure, I decided to write down the whole thing, starting with my discovery of Treasure Island and keeping nothing back, not even the names of the friends and family members whose problems plagued me. And so even though I'd love to go into the other room and stab someone with a kitchen knife, I take up my pen, a nifty microball which had been incorrectly capped and would have dried out had I not at the crucial moment found it and restored its seal. Though even with pencil, I could tell this story pretty well. My sister said it was an adventure book, and that the trouble with adventure books was all action and no feeling. She said that the book had the moral complexity of a baseball game, and that her hand would force no 9-year-old girl to read it. She said a few more self-righteous, priggish things, and then off she went, leaving Treasure Island on my futon, along with Palomino Pal and Ride on the Unicorn's Back, though what was wrong with those books, I mean according to her, I don't know. For a third-grade teacher, my sister is pretty careless. Later, she called and said, "Would you return the books I left at your place to the library?" "Why didn't you like this one called Treasure Island?" I said.
"Don't tell me you're reading it," Adriana said. "I hate a book with no girls in it."
Does such a knee-jerk sensibility deserve to be recorded?